Part 8, Spending Time on the Other Side. Now that we know we'll never spend a lonely moment on the other side, we can focus on how equally impossible it is to get bored. Frankly, boredom is a much scarier thought to me than death could ever be. And if there was nothing to do at home, I'd be tempted to rethink my position that the only place hell exists is right here on Earth. It's important to stress again that when we go home, we're not arriving for the first time. We're returning to very full lives, stimulating occupations, studies and research we love, and hobbies we've missed during our brief trip to Earth. We pick up where we left off, doing everything we enjoy and enjoying everything we do, resuming not only our responsibility, but also the brilliant socializing we could never quite accomplish or be fulfilled by while we were away. It's not said often enough, but I'm happy to make a special point of it here. We have fun on the other side. It wouldn't be paradise if we didn't. And believe it or not, one of the greatest sources of fun is studying. There's no doubt about it. We are much smarter on the other side than we are here. Our minds broaden again to their full potential when we get there. Memories of all our past lives and everything we learn during them come flooding back in an exhilarating rush, unblocked from the cluttered, chaotic boundaries of earthly consciousness. We're reunited with the timeless intellect that was our birthright from the moment our spirit was created, and it feels both thrilling and perfectly natural to reclaim it. But even with our God-given brilliance and an eternity to study, here and at home, it is a glorious fact that we will never learn everything that there is to learn. The description, all-knowing, is strictly reserved for God. So God gave us amazing minds, insatiable curiosity about subjects that interest us, and a universe so complex that it is impossible to exhaust any subject we choose. And on the other side, every imaginable course is available, except those that might in any way promote discord, harm, or violence, and taught by the most enlightened minds the world has known. Sometimes our areas of study reflect the careers and hobbies we enjoy on Earth. But they can also cause distant yearnings in us here that we can never quite satisfy until we're back home again where we belong.